With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. CNN is reporting that President Trump has selected South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Noem would take over the department with Stephen Miller and Tom Homan serving in senior roles. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump selects a national security advisor.
President-elect Donald Trump has picked Republican Representative Mike Waltz of Florida to be his national security advisor, tapping a retired Army Green Beret who has been a leading critic of China. Waltz, a Trump loyalist who also served in the National Guard as a colonel, has criticized Chinese activity in the Asia-Pacific and has voiced the need for the United States to be ready for a potential conflict in the region. Waltz is on a short list of names speculated to be a choice for defense secretary. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Democrat Ruben Gallego has won the U.S. Senate race in Arizona, beating GOP rival Kerry Lake.
Gallego was a five-term House member and an Iraq War veteran. He has a compelling up-by-the-bootstraps life story that he featured prominently in his public appearances and commercials. Gallego will replace independent and former Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Gallego also becomes Arizona's first senator of Hispanic origin.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, with Gallego's win, the GOP will have 53 seats in the 100-member Senate. In Texas, Tarrant and Dallas County Republicans are rejecting senior U.S. Senator from Texas John Cornyn as a possible candidate for majority leader of the U.S. Senate. Saturday, members of the Tarrant County GOP Executive Committee passed a resolution stating that because Cornyn has sided with Democrats in the past multiple times, he would be the wrong fit to lead Republicans in the U.S. Senate. The group says they do not believe Senator Cornyn or Senator John Thune would champion the policies of President-elect Donald Trump. This is SRN News. A new look at LGBT Americans.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Questions about sexual orientation and gender identity are on track to be on the questionnaire for the most comprehensive survey of American life by 2027. Census Bureau officials say the new questions on the American Community Survey will show up on questionnaires in 3 years, with the data from those questions available the following year. Respondents can provide a write-in response if they don't like those options. This is SRN News. A Disney cruise ship to the rescue.
A cruise ship rescued 4 people from a disabled catamaran taking on water hundreds of miles off the coast of Bermuda. The catamaran's escape hatch reportedly blew a gasket, causing the vessel to take on water about 265 miles off the coast of Bermuda. The Coast Guard put out a broadcast requesting assistance from the nearest ship. The Disney Cruise Line says the Disney Treasure, which was traveling from the Netherlands to Florida, responded and rescued all 4 passengers. John Scott reporting.
Authorities say more than half of the monkeys bred for medical research that escaped from a compound in South Carolina have now been recovered. Police said Sunday another 24 monkeys were captured, bringing the total number recovered to 25. 43 monkeys escaped the research facility last Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.